Image that keeps showing up. And last spring we were out in the garden, getting the garden ready, and sure enough, out of the dirt, the frost brought up this fossilized seashell right there in the garden. And we put it on our bookshelf. We've been looking at it out of the corner of our eye. We have a friend that's going back to school to study geology in Cincinnati, and she was saying that, I guess there is some consensus that there probably was an ocean in Ohio. All of our fossils are shells. And although my grandfather did find a large dinosaur tooth in Hartville, Ohio, in a swamp, museum wanted it real bad, but he wouldn't give it to me. He kept it in the armoire, wrapped up, and when us grandkids came over, he got that tooth out. We all looked at it. We never did get out of the museum, and eventually just disintegrated. big doings. But yeah, the Ohio Ocean. I like the idea of fish swimming by our bedroom windows and lobsters prodding the foundation of our future unawares. An electric eel unknowingly ringing our doorbell, leaving a note, "Sorry we missed you."
Can you imagine if we did do drugs?
I never needed them, I was just born that way. But yeah, when it gets warm, spring comes, we like to sort of drop everything when the sun starts getting low and go sit on the porch swing for a while and regroup. And we look out across the fields and the light starts doing interesting things, and usually a breeze kicks up, starts blowing through the winter wheat a little bit, and it can look a little bit oceanic out there. And Karen started referring to that time of day as our favorite time of light. Mm-hmm.